This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Larry Steckel, University of Tennessee Extension Weed Specialist. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most notably with horseweed. So with the winter annuals like horseweed, because most of the roadsides they spray Roundup on it, a lot of the city streets, any of the cracks in the sidewalks, take the weeds out, they spray Roundup on it. All those environments, all they see is that one herbicide. They're also helping to select for resistance to that herbicide. Throw all those together, probably the reason why we saw horseweed show glyphosate or Roundup resistance first.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most notably Palmer amaranth. It's kind of a big issue. And that's kind of one of the big questions I've been getting from growers is fields that have both glyphosate-resistant horseweed and Palmer pigweed in them, and they're fixing to go plant, what do I try and spray it with? Problem is, two options. You can spray Gramoxone and for sure take out the pigweed, but the horseweed, some of it's going to grow back. Or you could spray Ignite and take out the horseweed, but a lot of the Palmer is going to grow back. So I've been telling them to focus on the Palmer pigweed. It's by far the most competitive of the two, and we really don't have any good in-crop options for it.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We saw resistance develop fairly quickly to that. And because of that, we've gotten away from it because Roundup came out. It basically rescued us. It controlled most everything. Now that we're seeing weeds develop resistance to Roundup, we can't go back to the ALSs because that resistance is still there. We've actually tried using them and it's not working.